Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
How are we going to fund and improve public services in the next couple of years? Well, the ESRI has warned that higher rates of income tax, VAT and property tax may be needed to fund future government spending. In a new report, the Institute said spending pressures combined with potential declines in corporation tax and motor tax receipts were likely to result in higher taxes in the years ahead. But where should any increased tax burden fall? And how much, if any, of an increase would people be prepared to pay? Well, here to discuss that very question is Neil Richmond of Fingal TD for Dublin Rathdown and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West. You're both very welcome to the programme. Let me get an opening salvo, an opening premise of the conversation from you both. Do you think, I'll start with you, Neil Richmond, do you think that tax increases will be needed in the next year or two to fund public services?
Well, I don't believe income tax or USC increases will be needed, and indeed the programme for government is quite clear that neither of these will be increased, and I think it's very important to look at the economic growth models for the coming 2 years and the fact that there is a great opportunity to grow the economy, increase people back at employment, and look at other measures, because simply
income tax and USC, no, but possibly other taxes may be increased, is what you're saying?
Well, there's two things that are ongoing. That's very interesting, Cormac. One, we are doing a review of the local property tax. That's ongoing. Obviously, those rates haven't changed since 2013, and a lot of homes built since 2013 aren't included in that. Obviously, VAT has been reduced quite low at the moment, rightly so, and hopefully that'll see in our outdoor summer a big boost, particularly to the hospitality sector. But those are taxes that you look at in a budgetary context. But certainly, income tax and USC, to even consider increasing income taxes to put another burden on workers would be really disappointing.
Paul Murphy, would you agree no way to an increase in income tax or USC?
No, I wouldn't. I think COVID has entrenched deep inequalities in our society, where those in low-paid jobs have been hit hardest by COVID. And some people at the top, not everybody, but some people have done extremely well. I mean, on a global basis, billionaires have increased their wealth by 60% over the course of the pandemic. That's probably epitomised by Jeff Bezos, who doubled his wealth.
Well, let's talk about an Irish context, if you don't mind.
In Ireland, you've got Dennis O'Brien, who increased his wealth by 1.4 billion euros over the course of the pandemic. And household wealth as a whole went up in the course of the pandemic, even though most people, of course, find that they've been struggling. And that's because the top 1% of householders in this country control 10% of the wealth, and the top 10% control 50% of the
wealth. And the ESRI, in fairness, they do say that it would be the most straightforward and the most equitable way to get some money in to fund public services if you increase income tax, USC and PRSI. But presumably, Paul Murphy, they mean if you widen that net and if you include most workers there.
But we think what we should be doing is taxing those who earn the most and who have the most, and the corporations who profit the most, we should be taxing them more. So in terms of income tax, we would suggest that there be four new rates of income tax, going up from 100,000 up to 250,000 plus, from 50% up to 65%, and that would raise 1.3 billion euros. We would also say that employers' PRSI, which is currently half of the European average, would take a step towards that European average by going up by 2%, which would raise over 2 billion. And we also think there should be a wealth tax on the very, very substantial wealth, which is held by the very wealthiest. For example, in very simple terms, if you taxed 3% of the total assets of the richest 1%, and these people are very wealthy, they have an average of at least 6 million each, you would raise in excess of 3 billion euros. And that's all money that could be spent in terms of our health service, in terms of our housing crisis, in terms of investing in an eco-socialist
Green
New Deal.
Let me put that to Neil Richmond.
Rapid transition.
Increase income taxes for people over 100,000, employers' PRSI would be increased, and a wealth tax as well. Why not, Neil?
Yeah, and I recognise Paul's position on this. It's clear and it's been consistent, but I simply disagree with him, because what you're not factoring in is the consequences of those increases. And we saw his last text reference, the wealth tax. We saw the impact that had in France, and it simply drove people out of the country. It brought down the tax take, and ultimately it was a decision that had to be reversed by the government. We already have a very high tax rate in this country, a second phase that people go into. The after-tax disposable income is well below the OECD average. So to think the prospect that we're going to lump on people who've struggled through this pandemic, who've hung on by their fingernails, who've kept their businesses alive, who've kept the show on the road, that our first response is to put in a tax hike across the board, I think is very retrograde. Well,
are you saying, Neil,
on the economy.
Are you saying that people earning over 100,000 euro couldn't afford to pay more in tax?
Well, if you look at people paying over 100,000 euro, be it individuals or couples, and you break down that the other taxes they're paying, the effective tax rate is well over 50%, as is for those people, and then you put in, as you say, property tax and everything else that goes with it. The impact also, Cormac, you have to look at the economic growth figures that are forecasted both by the EU and the Irish state for the coming 2 years, and the amount of money that can drive back into the economy. However, if you go for a knee-jerk, simplistic tax hike on a certain set of salary, particularly income and USC, you'll run down those economic
growth figures. What you said you're eyeing up, what you're reviewing, is the property tax and VAT, which is paid by people who may be struggling with mortgages, or the poorest people in society pay VAT. So you're saying,
Cormac, what I said, Cormac, is that VAT has been reduced significantly. Personally, I hope that will stay down for quite some time. Local property tax is under review. That might necessarily mean that it goes up. It might be a different framework. But I think we also have seen, we do see steady increases in carbon taxes coming downstream in the next 3 years. And they also provide a benefit to the wider effort in tackling the climate emergency. Ultimately, what this ESRI report also clearly says is that any sort of solidarity tax or impact tax right now at the instance to try and pay out for the response to the pandemic would be really counterproductive. So I think when we're talking about, myself and Paul have different ideological approaches, that's fine. But when we look at the pandemic and we look at the here and now of the practicalities, if we try and use this as an excuse to completely change our taxation system, it's quite clear the result will be lumped on the backs of ordinary workers.
Isn't that the problem, Paul? Especially after the year and a half that people have had, be they employees or employers, it is that they are hanging on by their fingernails.
They are. Most ordinary people are, but the statistics I gave, and that's based in reality, shows that some people, the very wealthiest, and some of the corporations, the biggest corporations in the world, have done extremely well. And of course it suits them to say, oh no, we can't be taxing anybody at this time, while their profits have massively increased. I mean, you look at the amount of money that is going to landlords in this state, it has more than doubled over the course of the last 10 years. And we obviously have seen over the course of the last couple of weeks how much of that is going to corporate landlords who were incentivized to come in here by successive Irish governments, by tax treatments that favors them. And the question is going to be, I mean, we're going to have a mass unemployment crisis in this state, unfortunately, in the aftermath of COVID. There is going to be an overhang of a deficit. And the question is going to be, who is going to pay the taxes? And we think that very clearly the wealthy, the high earners, and the big profitable corporations should be the ones to pay, rather than hitting people with regressive taxes, like, for example, VAT, which is perhaps the most regressive tax that you can get.
Well, look, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of this conversation. We'll be having a lot more. But for the moment, Neil Richmond Finnegale TD and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD, thank you both very much.